lady will quickly pass him by. And if you cannot see what all of this means, let me take some time to tell you why. You've got to understand what is meant by the moon. Its relationship to the sun and the stars. Joseph had a dream that involved this metaphor. In it he saw his family bow. Joseph's brothers are stars who caused him so much strife. The father's represented by the sun in all its glory, and then the moon of which we are talking about. It is the picture of Joseph's mother, the dream of Joseph's family, all bowing down to him, had them all excited and ready to kill, for bowing down to someone means that he is. Was gonna bow down to Joseph. It's no different today. It's a picture of Israel. Still they are rejecting their Messiah. Now the sun, the moon, the stars represent all the nation. Joseph pictures Christ who was to come. It wasn't many years before Joseph destiny was fulfilled where God had caused him to be. And a famine caused his brothers to appear before his throne. And then they bowed down to him, fulfilling prophecy. Jesus coming, what Matthew called the parousia. Even his disciples expected Jesus to take the throne of David at his arrival there. So what really only matters is that the sun, moon, and stars bow down to him. Sun, the moon, and stars must all bow down.